organize intuitions into meaningful patterns. This is the very heart of the matter. The understanding is a faculty of rule. It creates meaning in our experience by giving it a rule-governed order. To understand or comprehend something is not to see it, as many other philosophers have implied. To understand something is to grasp a pattern that turns chaos into confusion. And sense. Knowing is an essentially active process. In knowing, we make sense out of sense. We don't simply see that they're understandable. The knowing mind is not a passive spectator, but an active agent. It doesn't picture the world, it forms an agent. Name for the formative process of understanding is synthesis. He introduces synthesis in explaining what happens to what he calls the manifold of intuition. Here, Kant uses the term manifold to refer to uninterpreted, unconceptualized, raw sensations with which the thing in itself bombards us. The mind organizes and synthesizes this manifold into the colorful world in which we live.
If this manifold is to be known, the spontaneity of our thought requires that it be gone through in a certain way, taken up and connected. This act I name synthesis. By synthesis, I understand the act of putting different representations together,
synthesis,
and of grasping what is manifold in them in one act of knowledge.
Synthesis
is the mere result of the power of imagination.
Synthesis
applies an indispensable function of the soul.
Synthesis.
Without which, we should have no knowledge whatsoever.
Synthesis.
But of which, we are scarcely ever conscious.